This weekend is May Day, May 1st, the annual workers' holiday celebrated all around the world but often unrecognized here in the United States. But here in New York, the holiday has been celebrated for the last several decades in Tompkins Square Park with an event that began as the Squatters' May Day and continues today as the annual May Day celebration. I'm here with Arrow Chrome from the Black Cat Collective to give a quick rundown of what is going on this weekend and give a little background on the history of this event in Tompkins Square Park. Welcome to Rise Up Radio, Arrow.
Hey, thanks so much. It's a great show. I really appreciate it. So May Day is an annual event that the collective that I'm involved with hosts each year. It happens on the Sunday closest to May 1st every year. It's actually the 18th annual May Day this year. It was originally started by yippies and squatters here in the Lower East Side to honor this workers' holiday, May Day. And it continues today. It's been through many permutations as far as what styles of music started out as rock and reggae, went into punk rock, and now into dance music. So Black Cat's been hosting it for, I guess this is going to be our sixth one now. And we're really excited to get it on Sunday.
And can you tell people a little bit about the history of Tompkins Square Park in the Lower East Side where this event is taking place and a little bit about the radical history of that space?
Absolutely. Tompkins Square Park is a really appropriate place to have the May Day celebration for a number of reasons. The Lower East Side has historically been a very radical community since its inception in the mid-1800s through present. The late 1800s saw the Tompkins Square Park closed for 10 years as a result of labor riots. And, you know, we have a history of communist, socialist, and anarchist organizers all throughout the turn of the century and then into jazz greats and bohemians. Ginsberg and Kerouac were right around the corner from Tompkins Square Park. And then into the 60s where you had Grateful Dead supposedly had played in the band shell. We also had a number of serious activist events in the last 20 years in Tompkins Square Park, including the Tent City that happened in the late 80s to highlight the problem of homelessness in New York City. And what followed was, again, a closing of Tompkins Square Park for a couple years in an attempt to gentrify the neighborhood. But we've persisted to try to keep the radical culture alive in the Lower East Side. And so this event, May Day, that we're doing this Sunday, is definitely an extension of that tradition.
The community also has a long history of activism in the Latino community, particularly within the Puerto Rican community here. And can you talk at all about how in recent years the May Day Festival has really been expanded to incorporate different traditions, to recognize hip-hop, to recognize the musical traditions that are maybe, you know, more represented in the neighborhood now than they used to be?
Absolutely. Well, you know, we're continuing to try to bring different elements into it. Black Cat is a dance music based collective. We were born out of a pirate radio station that we were involved in operating here in the Lower East Side for several years. And I play drum and bass. My partner plays techno. And so, you know, that's the culture and the music that we're really into. But we also are big fans of hip hop as well as dance hall. So we have dance hall and hip hop kind of represented as well. And, you know, we'll continue to expand. We also have a lot of different activists that will come up and speak a little bit. And we really try to make the event something that can be a lot of fun for people to come out and enjoy the dancing, but that can also educate people. So we'll have voter registration tables this year. We'll have, different activists speaking and passing out literature. So it'll be the kind of thing where people can hook up with activism as well as have a great time and bring on the summer, you know?
this is an event that in the past has featured DJs like Cool DJ Red Alert. Afrika Bambaataa came through 1 year. This year, can you tell us who's going to be performing?
Absolutely. This year, we're really excited to have Frankie Bones, who's really one of the original techno DJs in New York and in the United States, one of the founders of the NASA parties, which were really kind of the kickoff of dance music culture here in the States. And we're also excited to have DJ Dara with us. And Dara is the founder of Breakbeat Science, which is the first United States drum and bass store and definitely one of the biggest drum and bass DJs here in the United States. And, you know, these DJs are also people who have been very supportive of Black Hat over the years and of what we've tried to do with the dance music scene, which is to always bring in, you know, the politics in with the culture and make it something that has entertainment but also has a lot of real substance. So we've gotten a lot of support from all these DJs, like you said, Bam, Red Alert, you know, Frankie Bones, Lenny D comes through a lot, Carlos Solsling, a whole lot of great DJs have supported this event in the past.
Yeah, it seems like the hip-hop culture has been very successful at incorporating political issues into its music and into the culture of that community. And it's nice to see that there's people in the dance music community who are really trying to make that happen. Also performing, as I gather, are you, DJ Chrome, and DJ Pow Pow, and Jason Black Cat from the Black Cat Collective. Another question, is it going to be a kid-friendly event? This is a youth radio show, and obviously dance music and the hip-hop culture is something that primarily attracts young people, but who is welcome at this event?
Well, obviously it's in the park, and it's free and open to everyone, so we certainly encourage people of all ages to come through, you know, and my daughter will be there. I'm sure lots of children will be there, as well as, you know, people of all ages that come through the park. So we certainly welcome everyone. And I also want to say that I'll be performing with MC Baba Israel, and MC Hired Gun are going to be joining me on my drum and bass set. So I wanted to mention them. And we also have a special live set by Nick Fick of the Havoc Crew, who's also bringing some of the sound system.
Now, one last question. Actually, two last questions. One, it may rain on Sunday. If it does, is the event still happening? And also, where can people find out more information about the event?
Well, those questions kind of go together, I guess. As far as the rain goes, if it seems like it's definitely going to be pouring on Sunday, then we do have a rain date that we've arranged with the city for the following Sunday. So if it is pouring, then we'll do the party the following Sunday and hope for good weather. And we're not going to make that call, though, until Sunday morning. So people can go to our website. It's www.blackcat.org, and that's spelled B-L-A-C-K-K-A-T. There's two Ks. It's blackcat.org. And we also have a voicemail number, and that's the best way for people to find out if it looks cloudy outside, are they going to do it or not. Just give a call to the voicemail. It's 212-714-4987. So if the weather's at all looking like it's going to be good, though, we're going full steam ahead with this Sunday.
Thanks for joining us. We've been speaking with Arrow Chrome of the Black Cat Collective, and this is Rise Up Radio on WBAI 99.5 FM in New York City.